call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your team. A 4-straight victory in exciting fashion as you guys rallied from 27-13 down to beat Rhode Island 34-30. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we were really, really happy to come out with a win, obviously, and it was a pretty wild game. Really didn't start the game very well. Really weren't very efficient or effective on offense early, and then got going a little bit there after the first couple series. I thought our defense did a really, really nice job, you know, bending, not breaking. We would like to get a couple turnovers in there, but Rhode Island protected the ball really, really well, I thought. They ran the ball effectively as well. But, I mean, we weren't playing very complimentary for a long time. I thought our D kept us in it. They were putting some tough spots on in a couple situations. One was a turnover and then special teams. But we found a way to make some plays at the end of the game and scored a bunch of points there in the last couple minutes. So a win's a win, and it's definitely a learning experience for our players, particularly the younger ones. But every experience is important, so we're happy we won.
Got a couple of media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with the Binger Daily News.
Morning, Nick.
Hey, Larry.
Okay, you played each game. Each week has been like championship week now. Like you said, after the game, now it really is at New Hampshire. What's it going to take to win at New Hampshire? And are you confident that a win will get you in the FCS playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just worried about UNH right now. Obviously, we're very confident and feel like the body of work would be enough, but you know, we got to find a way to get a win against a really good football team this weekend. You know, they're always very, very well coached, very disciplined and tough and physical. You know, very good on defense. Don't give up a lot of points, and you know, offensively they got some big time players. So, you know, we definitely got our work cut out for us this week, and we got to play well. But we're confident, so we got to go 1-0 once again.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Nick, how are you doing?
Hey, Mike.
I can never get my fingers in there quick enough to get the question before Larry. You know that. He's just
He always gets it.
And you just wondered, what does it say about this team that, you know, you really didn't play a very good first half? As you said, there wasn't a whole lot of emotion there in that first half. They kind of lethargic at times. And to be able to stay in there and come back in the second half, especially the fourth period, the way you did, fourth quarter, when you're down, you know, 2 touchdowns with 10 minutes to go, what's it say about the kids that they can, you know, stay in the game and come back and win this game?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a big takeaway from it, that, you know, the guys are resilient, they keep fighting, they believe they can win. You know, ultimately, we have to execute and do our jobs a lot better in order to make that game, you know, not as a wild finish as it was, I guess. But, you know, I think it shows a lot about the guys on the team. I thought the staff did a good job, especially with a couple of the guys who were out. And, you know, overall, it's great to win the game. We got to clean a lot of that stuff up. You know, we can't play that way this weekend. But, you know, again, it's good to see there at the end of the game.
And the guys who are out, you expect a lot of them back this week? Or
we're hoping. They're going to try to go. We'll see. You know, a lot of them are questionable. So, we'll you know, we'll see on Tuesday, tomorrow, and then on Wednesday as well.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, with this rivalry game and you having been a part of it the last few years, where, you know, the last 2 years it was starting the season and now back to here at the end at rivalry week, do you have any sort of preference on when you play a rivalry game like this one?
I think everybody wanted to play it at the end of the year, you know, more of a traditional rivalry week. You know, we played it at the beginning of the year, which is fine, but, you know, I think both teams, and I remember Coach Mack saying it, you know, it's you'd like to play it the last week where it traditionally is. So, you know, I'm sure both teams are excited about it being the last game of the year.
And then with everything that Ernest has been able to do this season, how much of a backbone to this kind of winning streak do you feel like he's been?
He's been huge. I mean, he's been a big part of all these wins. You know, I really thought this weekend, I thought he willed our team to win. You know, he had an impact literally every facet of the game. I think he's a tremendous player. He's certainly made an impact for this football team. I don't know what he's got to do to get on like a watch list, but he certainly works really, really hard, and he cares about his teammates. He blocks. He'll do whatever he's got to do. He recorded a tackle at the end of the game. I'm definitely very confident in him right now, and he's helped a lot.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nick, I want to go back. You touched on your defense's performance keeping you in it. How big were the two stops in the fourth quarter to force Rhode Island to kick field goals instead of touchdowns there?
Yeah, that was huge. That's why I don't think the stats do that justice enough for the defense, because I really thought our guys played really hard and were put in some really tough spots past the 50-yard line, and we only gave up 20 points in those situations. It was happened six times. And I just thought they really hunkered in as it got closer in the red zone, and those points were really, really important. And especially there at the end, that whole couple possessions right there where the ball was going back and forth, that was really the biggest portion of the game.
Offensively, we've talked a lot about Joe Fagliano, but the first time I think that he's been in this situation with the game on the line, having to drive the field like he was, 6 for 7 for 112 yards there, just in the fourth quarter alone. How impressed were you with that final drive to be able to lead that the way that he did?
Yeah, that was very impressive. Especially we work on 2 minute all the time, but to be down three and knowing what our mentality was, we were trying to score a touchdown, and he was able to lead that drive. It was really the first time we had talked about it with him, that he dealt with adversity early in the game, and he struggled coming out the gate. He was playing a little bit like a freshman, and that certainly affected the game early. But then after the first quarter, I think he was in the 80th percent throwing the ball, so he was very, very accurate, and then a lot of his throws were pretty big at the end of that game. So I was definitely proud of his effort to lead the team.
With some of the guys out that you had on Saturday, gave Jacob Henney an opportunity at wide receiver, and he made the best of it. Career high at 5 catches, 62 yards. How big was he Saturday?
Yeah, he came up big. We're trying to shoot the ball down the field and do some different things, and he did a really nice job, especially playing the inside there and, finding the zones. And Joe has a lot of comfort throwing him the ball and knows that he's going to do his job, and that was the first time he really had to step up like that. But Jake didn't really shy away. He had a big catch on the 2 minute drill there. So Jake works really hard. He was waiting for his opportunity, and it came. And I thought he did a really nice job.
What was the biggest thing that your team had one touchdown with 9 minutes to go in the game? You scored three down the stretch. You talked about Joe playing a little bit like a freshman. But what was that? What was the biggest difference offensively over that last 9 minute stretch?
Well, I thought we did a good job in protection. With some of the passes, but then also we hit a number of explosives in the run game and in the pass game with Devin Young and Ernest. They were part of what willed us to win that game. Made some big plays. We just kept trying to get them the ball as much as possible as the game was winding down. And Ern had a punt return that got us in a good spot. We scored on the next play, and then at the end of the game, the two of them had the majority of those yards that got us in positions. We had a couple rushing touchdowns at the end. Quarterback played very well. Defense, like I said, really hunkered in there and held them to a field goal there on the last drive, and that allowed us to have the chance to go win the game there at the end. So I thought it became a complimentary effort. We got to play a lot better than we did, like I said, but we'll take a win in the CAA.
After the 2-5 start, I know you've been talking about one game at a time, and has been very effective. Now that that you're in a position, as you said, to potentially make a playoff, earn a playoff berth with a win. How impressed with your team's resilience to come off the mat after 2-5 and put themselves in this position?
Yeah, they've done a good job at learning from experiences, and some of the guys that hadn't played stepping up, and then the guys that we're relying on, they've been there in the biggest spots. So we just got to take it one week at a time. Now it's the last week of the regular season, and we're playing a really, really good team. So, we got to try to go 1-0, and we've talked about having a championship mentality, and, we'll certainly try to take that into this weekend, and ultimately we got to execute and worry about what we can control, and You know, I think we've done a better job of that as we've gotten down the stretch. So, you know, we got to try to do it one more time. It's going to be a really good game, but again, it's a really good opponent, so we're looking forward to it.
Before I let you go, what makes this rivalry between Maine and New Hampshire so great?
It's always a big game. You know, when I got here, it was new to me, just how important it is, and especially for, you know, Northeastern schools, New England schools like Maine and New Hampshire. I mean, it's a really cool rivalry. You know, like I said, these games are always very, very competitive, and it's a good opportunity for both teams. I think it's definitely one of the better rivalries in college football, especially at the FCS level. So, you know, I've enjoyed just getting a chance to be a part of it.
All right, Nick, thanks so much for your time today, and hopefully we'll appreciate your time all season long. Thanks very much.
Thanks. I'll talk to you.
All right, bye.